Hey y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my soul brother Lee Williams.
Darlene, sit down, I need to talk to you. Then you do what you wanna do. Just hear me through. Darlene, you don't need no other.
We continue interviewing, and T. Graham Brown's come in. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Lee. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, I love meeting up with you every year.
Well, we're still at it, man.
That's good. And congratulations of getting into the Grand Ole Opry. That's well deserved and too long coming.
Well, thank you, man. It's Sheila and I are so happy and proud and thankful to the Opry. We love the Opry, man. I've been going out there since about probably 1985, so I've been feeling like a member for a long time. It's really sweet of them to make it official.
What did it feel like when Vince told you?
I thought he was kidding. Vince and I go back to like 84 or something, and we're always joking. I thought he was lying, and then I could tell he was serious, and then I just started crying, man. I was so overwhelmed. It's like a big load off my shoulders, because I've been wanting it to happen for a long time now. And it's sweet. It's beautiful, Lee. It's just totally beautiful.
I'm so pleased for you. So pleased for you.
Thank you.
Somebody has asked me to say hello to you. Suzanne from Muscle Shoals.
Awesome. I love Suzanne, man. Been going down to Muscle Shoals. I just cut an album that'll be coming out in a couple of months down at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, using all those great Muscle Shoals pickers. And it's a 60s soul tribute album. It's straight soul music that was either originally recorded in Memphis or Muscle Shoals. I'm calling it From Memphis to Muscle Shoals. And I got Dwight Yoakam and Tanya and Winona and Sammy Hagar and Delbert McClinton and Little Anthony from Little Anthony and the Imperials is on it, and Sam Moore from Sam and Dave's on it, and Eddie Floyd and Betty LeVette. And
oh, it sounds great. I can't wait to hear
it's,
that.
It's a really fun project. It sounds like it was recorded in 1967. It's a real throwback classic soul record. Something I've been wanting to do for a long time. It's basically a vanity project, you know, just... I did it totally for the fun of it.
Much the same, you're touring all the time and doing the Opry and other
things? Yeah, yeah. I have a show on Sirius XM Radio.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That I've been doing for almost 6 years now. So that's a lot of fun. I get to talk to all my friends. I do one a month, and they air it 10 times during the month, and I talk to a country music star every show. I only play live cuts from artists' live albums. That's what the show's all about, is live music. And I talk to my friends, and so we've been doing that. And I get to be in a movie every now and then, and we got an autobiography coming out later this year. And then we keep the bus in the road a fair amount. I don't want to work too hard. We'll probably do 50 or 60 shows this year, something like that, which is plenty for me.
Yeah, sure.
And like you said, doing the Opry. So I get to do all kinds of fun stuff. And the grass is going to be getting green here in another month, and I get to start cutting grass, and I love cutting my yard.
There you go.
It's one of my favorite things, so I get to do that.
You've never grown up, and you've, like me, and you just keep doing it, and you've got a happy life. It's brilliant.
Well, I'm in a great place in my life, man. I get to do, I'm at peace with myself. I'm at peace with God. Sheila and I have a great time together. She's my best friend. I get to sing, and I get to do some acting, and I can do whatever I want to do.
Yeah, so what films have you been in?
All little things. There's a film that just came out, and I think it's called Nashville Wish. It's about a boy coming to Nashville. I did a Western with Trace Atkins called Desperate Riders. I just played Johnny Cash in a movie, and I don't know what the title is. I don't think they've decided on a title yet for that one. I get offered these little parts, you know. It's nothing big. It's just little fun things.
That's great. What a life.
It is fun. Like you said, I've never grown up. I doubt if I ever will.
Well, that's no point.
I do pray every day for common sense. I wish I had a little more common sense. Hey, y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my soul brother, Lee Williams.
You've heard a multitude of prayers on my behalf. And I pray one more is not too much to ask. I've tried to fight this battle by myself, but it's a war that I can't win without your help. Tonight I'm as low as any man can go. I'm down and I can't fall much farther. And once upon a time you turned the water into wine. Now on my knees I'm turning to you, Father. Could you help me turn the wine back into water? Many times I've hurt the ones I love. I pushed them to the edge of giving up. They stood by me, but how much can they stand if I don't put this bottle in your hands? Tonight I'm as low as any man. I'm down and I can't fall much farther. you help me turn the wine back into water? Could you help me turn this wine back into water?
First hit the scene, you basically was a soul singer, weren't you?
Yeah, well, that's where I came from. Before I moved to Nashville, I came straight to Nashville from nothing but a straight up soul band. I started singing for a living in 1973, singing soul music. And then I went through a three-year period in the 70s where I thought I was David Allen Coe, and I had like a country, hard-rocking country band, and then I put together a soul band again. So I've done soul music a lot.
So what made you move to Nashville?
A friend of mine named Randall Bramlett down there is a great musician. He's the only guy that had a record deal, the only person I ever knew that had a real record deal. And I would ask him the stupidest question in the world: how do you get to be a star? I thought he had the magic answer. And I think I asked him one time too many. And I remember he said, "Brown, I'll tell you how you get to be a star. You get your ass out of Athens, Georgia, and move to New York, L.A., or Nashville, and don't ever ask me that question again." And I was too scared to move to New York or L.A., so Sheila told me we're coming to Nashville. She's the one that did it. I was scared, but she's the one that she was right. She said, you'll be second guessing yourself the rest of your life if we don't at least try. So
That's good.
You know.
So what was the first country thing you did?
I started singing country songwriters demos in town. That's what I got a lot of great studio experience. I sang hundreds of demos. And, you know, multi-track, big studio, full band recordings and I got so much experience doing it, and it was 99% country songs. They were going to be pitched to country artists. So, and then when Capitol Records heard my voice, they were the first ones to sign me. My voice got passed around Music Row on these demos, so everybody knew who I was, and everybody knew what I sounded like. And so I went down to this, so funny, I went down to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and cut this album. And Capitol Records put out one of the songs, and it was a country hit, so it was kind of like Therefore I Was Country.
And what song was that?
I Tell It Like It Used to Be.
Okay.
Yeah, and it had horns all over it. And I mean, so I don't know if it had a steel guitar on it. It might have, but it had a horn section on it. So, and then Hell and High Water had a sax solo on it, and it was a big hit. All my records have had horns to some degree on them. So, I don't know. I've always been like a one foot in the soul world, one foot in the country world, I guess.
It works.
For me, it does.
It does, yeah.
I don't know how to do anything else.
So do you have any new material out at the moment before this other album?
No, nothing real. I'm getting ready to do a gospel album for the... I'm really not shouldn't say anything about it, but it's the biggest gospel label on the planet. Okay. And we're just...
Sounds like Gaither.
Could be. and we're going to do a record, a gospel record. I'm sure I'll have a lot of guests on it, too. And then I'm going to do... You know, I did a classic soul record. What I really want to do is a classic country record cutting 60s... country hits, cutting them just the way they were cut, same kind of tracks and everything. I mean, steels up the whole. It'll It'll sound like a country record that was cut in 1965. That's what I'm shooting for. And then we got an autobiography. I forgot about that. It'll be coming out later this year. And it's called I Tell It Like It Used to Be. So we got a bunch of junk we're doing.
Great, great. T. Gray, it's been great talking to you. Thanks, love man. Meeting up with you.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, shame we couldn't see
carry you. On. Endeavor to persevere. That's what I do.
We do. Okay.
Try to stay relevant.
And don't grow up.
And don't grow up.
T. Graham, thanks a lot.
You got it, buddy. Hey, y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my soul brother, Lee Williams.
They say that I'm the kind of man who always speaks his mind. To me, there's nothing stronger than the truth. Ask me almost anything and I'll tell it like it is. But darling, when they ask me about you, I tell it like it used to be. When you were still in love with me, before you got too used to me and wanted someone new, I tell it like it all. That I was stronger, I could tell them that you're gone. But that's one thing that I may never do. If they want to hear about our love and how it all went wrong, then darling, they'll just have to talk to you. I tell it.